Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our great friends over at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We have Danielle Wettstein with us, marketing specialist. Danielle, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Appreciate you being here. Thanks for the time, as always. Always a big shout out to our chamber and the great work that you guys are doing. Buying local, supporting local, printing into our community. We really appreciate it. Keep in mind, everybody, we're going to go through a bunch of events right now. We are scratching the surface of things available with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Encourage you to bookmark their webpage if you haven't done so already, wisconsinrabbitschamber.com. Danielle, let's dive right into it. Got some upcoming events like Networking at Night. Networking at Night is coming up October 20th.
Yes, it is. Our Networking at Night is happening from 5 to 7 p.m. on October 20th again at Tamarack's Pub. It is open to members, future members, and it is free to attend. So if you're thinking about joining the chamber, if you're not really sure about what we all have to offer, this is a great event to kind of see what we all do and what we can do for you and your business. Or if you're just looking to make those business connections, this is a great opportunity for you to do that. We do have appetizers, raffle prizes, and more, and it's just a great night about community and connecting, and it kind of brings together that enhancing the business aspect of the chamber that we do with also that community enhancement and bringing that community together.
It can be difficult to kind of begin relationships in general. And the older you get, the tougher it can seem sometimes. So, you know, certainly even if we're just talking about making new friends or meeting new people or something, that can be a factor, but a fun part of this night. The business part of it can feel almost kind of starchy sometimes if you're just going in there and handing out business cards or anything. These networking at nights are a perfect combination of fellowship, having fun, community, while also being able to get out that business card, maybe being able to make a connection that you might not have thought of otherwise. I know that I've heard from people for years about, well, I never thought about working with this company, but we were both at networking at night. We got talking and found out, oh, our businesses would work really good together or some kind of way of that. I know hearing nonprofits do similar things as well. It's great for all those factors. And you get out of the house, you have some fun. It's something to look forward to. As it gets colder and colder out, we need these events. So they're great for a lot of factors.
Yes, definitely. And another thing that makes our networking at night really unique and really special is that every single time we do it, we pick a different business to do it at. So even if you're just kind of getting into the area and you're trying to see what's around here, this is a great event to do that because we're always going somewhere fun. So Tamarack's Pub is going to be a really great place to hold this event. So you should definitely come out.
Great spot. If you haven't been there before, this is a perfect opportunity to do it. Good on over there. And oh yeah, raffle prizes. I mean, we got to mention that. People love raffles. Got to mention that. So that's a fun event. Again, networking at Night. Next one is coming up October 20th, 5 to 7 over at Tamarack's Pub. The Business Expo is right around the corner. It'll be at the end of the month. We've talked about this one a little bit. Let's get into that a little.
Yes, our Business Expo. I'm personally really excited about it, and I know I've already said this, but it is Candyland themed, which is obviously super cool.
It is.
So our Business Expo is happening on October 28th. I believe that is a Tuesday. From 2 to 6 p.m., and it is going to be a day of discovery and networking. We're holding it at the Ridges Golf Course, and so we're basically kind of splitting the day up into different sections based on what you're kind of into. So from 2 to 4 p.m., we're doing business-to-business networking. So to get into that, you would show your business card to get into there, and then we are open to the public for free from 4 to 6 p.m. So if you're looking for a job or if you're an employer looking for employees, like this is just kind of an event that facilitates those conversations. Again, it is happening at the Ridges, and I do want to thank our sponsors, U.S. Bank, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Samuels Group, Marshfield Clinic, Rapid Center, and Security Health Plan.
The theme, we've talked about this a couple of times. It's an awesome theme. I'm already looking forward to next year and what you guys come up for a theme. It's fun because people are going to decorate their booths for a chance to win some rewards and stuff, and that'll be a fun part of this. And I think one of the other fun things about that is a little bit of an icebreaker with that.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
it
could be kind of intense looking for work or looking for employees, and it kind of makes things a little bit calmer, a little bit more fun, and certainly still being able to do the work that you want, you're going there for. There are very few opportunities where if you are looking for a work or just a career in general, maybe you're tired of a job, you want a career or something like that. where can I go and I can find out all about these businesses? Well, there's plenty of places online, but they don't give you the heart of things. They just give you kind of the details, maybe some logistics here and there. At an event like this Business Expo, you're face to face. You're able to talk to employers, or employers are able to talk to employees, vice versa, all of the above, and really get a chance to get a feel for somebody, really get a chance to get to know somebody, or whether it's the business or the employee. And there's no price you can put on something like that. In today's day and age, where more and more businesses are applying, you can apply online or you can apply over, on the phone, there's not a lot of face-to-face. And for so many out there, that's what gets you in the door. That's what gets you the job oftentimes, is that personal element that you bring that nobody else can. It's a great part of this, and it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that this is just a great community builder as well, because again, everyone's going to be trying with that theme.
I also believe
that I said it was at the Ridges. It's at Bullseye Golf Club. Let me reiterate, it is at Bullseye Golf Club.
We do shout out the Ridges. They're great. But yes, Bullseye Golf Club is where this one will be hosted.
Yes, we had our golf outing at the Ridges and it was awesome. Yeah. So many good golf places around here.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's understandable. But yes, this one will be at the Bullseye Golf Club from 4 to 6. It'll be free and open to the public. Otherwise, if you're a business and want to be a part of this, have a booth or something, is there still time to do that?
I believe our registration closed today.
Okay.
So now we're more so looking for community members and people to show up. If you know a group of people that would be great for this business expo, please let them know. We would love to see as many faces there as possible, because we're really trying to bring this event back.
I look forward to hearing how it goes. It should be a great event. Looking forward to it. And again, the business expo happening October 28th, 2 to 6. From 4 to 6, it will be free and open to the public over at Bullseye Golf Club. The Networking Exchange for Safety Professionals is right after. You got a busy week that week.
Yes, we do. It is this Networking Exchange for Safety Professionals is actually happening at the Chamber, and it's going to take place from 11:30 to 1 p.m. and it is for safety professionals. It is free for Chamber members. Our registration does close October 22nd. So if this is a topic that interests you, if you're into things like risk assessment, if you're a company that deals with anything relating to safety, like, this is an event that you aren't going to want to miss, and you can register by heading over to our website. Again, that's wisconsinrapidschamber.com. We have a keynote speaker. It is Chris Bartek from ERCO Worldwide, and we are going to be talking about risk assessment, new approaches to identifying and mitigating workplace hazards. And so it's just going to be a very insightful discussion pertaining particularly to safety, which I think is really important to kind of get a group of people who have that similar background to kind of share ideas and bring new things to the table.
Yeah, Chris really knows what he's talking about. He's a great one to have hosting this or being your main speaker. And information can go so far with something like this. I've heard time I've been in this area and other areas I've lived in, I've heard of businesses going under because they didn't have they just didn't check this box. It wasn't safe, or they thought they had everything checked off, and there was that one thing that they didn't think about because they're new to this world. You bring up a great point. If you're a new business, this is really almost vital for you to have. Maybe you've thought of everything, and maybe you did, and this will just be reaffirming that. But in case you haven't, to leave this kind of thing just up to chance is not a good idea. And hearing Chris, not only is Chris a good talker and funny and everything, but really knows his stuff and really able to answer these questions. Again, face to face, if in the speaking, he doesn't answer something you wanted to know, you'll be able to ask probably. It's a great opportunity, great resource, and your business will thank you for it. Networking Exchange for Safety Professionals, October 29th, over at the Chamber, 11:30 to 1. And this is free for Chamber members, you mentioned, but others should register.
Yes, please do at the link in our website.
Yeah, and we'll give you that information before we wrap up. We are speaking with our friend Danielle Wettstein, marketing specialist with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Danielle, I wanted to get to just a couple of other things before we let you go here. One of them, the Small Business Showcase, a fantastic event right around the corner in November, because October's just flying by.
Yes, so our Small Business Showcase is perfect just in time for the holidays. It is going to be taking place from November 29th to December 12th. And so basically what we're doing is, on the business end of it, as a small business in the area, you can promote it during the busiest shopping season of the year. We take 45 business members, and we put them on a passport. So then customers can grab that passport and come into your shop, and then they can stamp it every single time that they come in. And then with those stamps, they are able to redeem that for certain rewards. It's just a really great way to get exposure, and also to just kind of build that community again, just being invested in the Wisconsin Rapids community.
Mm-hmm.
For a non-member business to participate, it is $100. For a member, it is $50 plus a raffle prize. And we are taking registrations through October 31st, so until the end of the month. And if this is something that you're interested in, again, please visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
I don't think there's a business in the area that couldn't be benefited by this. No matter if you've been around for 100 years or you just opened your doors, everybody could use more exposure, more ability to be able to be out there, be seen. I don't know about you, Danielle, but I know that I've run into a number of people where, oh, I didn't even know this was in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they find something that's been here for a while or something like that. So we've all heard those stories before. But there's another thing, and Danielle brought this up, and I really appreciate you doing so, because it's something I mention with the chamber all the time. The chamber constantly, every day, we have examples of the chamber investing in our community and putting into our community and promoting our community. It's, part of the mission statement, part of what you guys do over there. But as a business, it means something to also be a part of the chamber and to kind of show, hey, I care about this area. I'm backing this area. I'm investing in it. We see businesses that you... Being blunt about it, and I know the people over there, I talk to them all the time, but Culver's. Culver's is pretty well known. I don't mm-hmm. think Culver's needs to go put a ton into the advertising budget to make sure that people know there's a Culver's. But you see Culver's all the time advertising. You see them putting their name on things because they want to invest in their community. They want to back their community. That's why you see that going on. Yes, maybe it sells a couple extra butter burgers or whatever, but being blunt about it, they're fine. They're doing okay. They do these things because they want to show, hey, we care about this area. Hey, we care about this community. So they invest in the community by doing things like that. And this is an opportunity for you to be in that kind of realm, in that kind of area with your business. You know, hey, everybody knows about this place. It's been around 50 years, but they're a chamber member because they back the community.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Another thing that I personally really like about the Small Business Showcase is that it honestly just builds excitement about your business. Being able to see people like walking down the street with their passports in hand, like in groups, like people will go with their passports in groups and they will hit up each and every single store just so they can get that stamp on their passport, and just kind of seeing that excitement around these amazing businesses in our community, like it's just very fulfilling. And so I think it's just a great thing to be a part of.
It's a really good point. It's just fun. Like sometimes that's enough. It's fun. There's plenty of other factors that I've rambled about and Danielle has touched on and everything, but I think that the end thing to take away is this is a lot of fun. It's a really cool event too. I love the passport part. That's a great part of this. So with all of these events we've talked about and the different things going on in our area, keep in mind, everybody, we just scratched the surface of November. There's Coffee with the Chambers coming up and Rekindle the Spirit at the end of the month. There's so many things going on in November that we'll be getting into next month, of course. But be on the lookout for it and find out more about our Wisconsin Rapids Chamber. And Daniela, if people want to register or find out more about some of these events, what's the best way for them to reach out or find out more?
Yeah, so our website is always really great, wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Otherwise, you can directly call us at 715-423-1830.
Be sure to bookmark that webpage, everybody, wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on things that are going on in their area. And you can share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Danielle, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Say hi to the staff over there for us, and we'll see you again real soon. And we appreciate you joining us, everybody out there. Thanks so much for being here. And a big thank you to our friends at Crockett Septic for sponsoring the show. We appreciate them. We'll have more coming up for you on the Rapids Report.